This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live! Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough. Let me start with you.
Huh?
The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
Who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
And CEO of Extreme Media.
All right, Kevin McCullough, hour number two underway for Radio Night Live. So glad to have you with us and so honored that you choose to spend this time. And just by way of my own personal thoughts, I want to say a very happy Father's Day to every father that is listening. And whether that's someone who is biological, someone who has adopted a child, you know, Stephen Curtis Chapman's in our music spotlight tonight. His songs, one of them, When Love Takes You In, is all about adopting a child. And his other one, Cinderella, that you just heard in the first hour, that's all about his biological daughter and her growing up and what it means to him. And whether you've adopted someone, whether you've been the biological father of someone, whether you've just mentored someone as a father-like figure, you have played an important role in their life. And we just cannot say thank you enough for those that have taken the conscientious decision to be a father in the lives of people. And I am really grateful to be able to tell you how much we appreciate you tonight. I also want to say, last week, we had the good folks from Byrna on, and Brian Ganz, a dad himself, talked about the Byrna Shield backpack body armor. I have one that they sent to me this week. This slips right inside your child's backpack, and it can stop bullets, 44 Magnum, AR-15, 9mm, basically any of those weights of rounds. This will stop it going through your child's backpack and into their body. And I have one of these to give away tonight. So if you are interested in this Byrna Shield backpack body armor, you just slip it inside the inside of your child's backpack, just along their back portion of the backpack. Then they can put all their books in like normal. This will give them absolute protection against all of that. And I'm going to give it away tonight to the 30th emailer that emails me right now at kmcradio@gmail.com. If you would like the Child Body Armor Backpack Supplement, and this is really, really cool, but it's a good way to keep your child protected. These normally retail, I think, for about $69. I could be off. I think that's right. But I've got one for a winner tonight. Emailer number 35th email I get to kmcradio@gmail.com, and in the subject line, just put body armor, backpack body armor. Just put body armor, put backpack, put something along those lines. I'll count whatever subject lines come in with those words: body armor, backpack, Byrna, etc. Email 35 at kmcradio@gmail.com, and we'll award that tonight. And by the way, if you would like to get a slim, a very protective piece of gear for your child's backpack for this fall, go to Byrna.com, BYRNA.com/KMC. By using the /KMC at Byrna.com, you're going to get my promo code. That's going to give you a discount, and you're going to be able to protect your family for an even more cost-effective rate. So do that today. BYRNA.com. I think you should see it on the bottom of your screen. /KMC, and then order your body armor for your children tonight. All right, we've got a lot yet to get to, and I'm so honored to have you with us. Father's Day is always a special weekend, and it's also a difficult weekend. My past is littered with father relationships that went bad. My paternal father never knew me. He gave me up for adoption when I was quite young. I did have the unique chance to find siblings that I had from him years later, and this year I've been able to celebrate that relationship for now 4 or 5 years since we found each other, and grateful for all four of my biological sisters. I've also got a sister-in-law that I love immensely, and some brother-in-laws too. Grateful for all the fathers represented in those lives. I've had an adoptive father that also was very instrumental in a certain stage of my life, and sadly we've lost touch and had an inability to reconcile, and I hope that that is something that changes in the days to come. But I do want to speak to the importance of fathers, because I think that this is one of those things that we cannot talk enough about. In fact, I wrote about it in my book, The Kind of Man Every Man Should Be, which you can still get on Amazon, but it's been out for more than a dozen years now. The Kind of Man Every Man Should Be. Basically, character traits and habits that go hand in hand with making a man the kind of person that's going to be helpful to a family, that's going to be wise, that's going to be protective, that's going to be a provider in the way that God really created us to be. And I hope that we continue to emphasize the importance of this as we go forward, not just tomorrow for Father's Day, but throughout the rest of this year. Because when you look at many of the major calamities that we are having in the world today, the child that was the shooter in the Uvalde school shooting, disassociated from a father figure. Father had nothing to do with him for years. When you look at the child that shot up the Buffalo grocery store, very strained relationship with a father there. You look at the kids that participate in gangs and shoot more people each weekend in the city of Chicago than any of the mass shootings we've had this year. Those kids are all disconnected and separated and prevented from having a healthy relationship with their dads. In fact, if you look at the whole gender identity crisis that's going on, and why boys believe they need to be girls in order to find ultimate satisfaction in women's sports and other things, much of that is related to the idea of how uncomfortable they are at the idea that they are a man and that they have unique responsibilities as men. Friends, this is not something we can avoid. We can't just take hormones and say, oh, well, we're out of having to be dads because of that. No, the young people in our lives, our sons and daughters, need the men of this world to step up and be the kind of strong man that supplements their home with provision, protects their home from attack, guards the dignity and welfare of the home from within, is a good steward and provides for a legacy for that home throughout the ability to work and to earn. And when we get away from doing those things, we are really sending a message to the next generation that you're not important to us, that we don't have an obligation to you, and that there's no way that we're going to be held to that obligation. In the first hour tonight, I broke a story to you about the NBC Today show and how they had named 8 dads that said because they had abortions that they were somehow better fathers. That is exactly the wrong mentality. That is exactly the opposite mentality of what is helpful and healthy for a society. Our society needs to focus on why fathers are important, applaud them in their effort for that, and help incentivize that responsibility in the way that they go about life. If we do that, we can literally change the world. But if we sit back on our haunches and expect other things to happen and miraculously fill that void, it's not going to. God created men unique. He created us with our abilities to uniquely provide and to be what we need to be for our families. And that's what we're called to be. So, men, tonight, wherever you are, whatever your plans are for tomorrow, even if you're estranged from children in your life, be the one that reaches out. Be the one that says to them, hey, I may not have done it all right, but I do care, and I want you to know that I am in your corner. It's going to make a huge difference down the road to know that the confidence of a father, the approval of a father, the earnest encouragement from a father makes so much of a difference. And when you look at how the kids perform in standardized testing, other incentives that they have to excel in their life, the support of a dad is almost always connected to the ones that do the very best. So that's your call, dads, tonight. Step up. Be the man that you're supposed to be. And by the way, if you do want to get a copy of the book, it's called The Kind of Man Every Man Should Be, and it is available. There's some sites that say it's out of print, but if you hunt around Amazon and so forth, you can get a copy. And I believe that the publisher, Harvest House, can publish it on demand if you can't find it anywhere else. So go there. But that would be my encouragement for us tonight. All right, Kevin McCullough, we've got a big ladies' lounge tonight, just in time for Father's Day. What are some of the major medical news that we have missed or overlooked? Dr. Jeanette Nishwat is back. I love this lady. She is giving herself to such good causes these days and has really stepped it up. A little bit later, Miranda Devine from the New York Post. In this hour, Stephen Curtis Chapman with another tribute to fathers. Stay with us. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you-know-where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits.
Text the word MONEY to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
From New York, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, thrilled to have you with us. And I am always honored to have back here at the Kevin McCullough microphone for Radio Night Live the talented Dr. Jeanette Nishwat. She is not only a fabulous physician who has probably personally attended to more COVID patients than any other doctor I've had on the air, but she has also done things like go give medical care to the hurting Ukrainian refugees. And she is very, very passionate about her own patients. I was just reading through her Twitter feed. She had a post up talking about how last night in the city, one of her patients was beaten by two criminals, attacked him from behind, kicked him numerous times in the head, stomped his chest, tore his ear, damaged his face, then took his wallet. He needed CT scans and a surgeon. All of this while New York's prominent politicians partying down for the governor and the mayor and other people getting down with it. And I thought, you know what, this is where we need to be when it comes to public health. We need to have doctors that are calling out the society around them. And Dr. Jeanette Nishwat rejoins me. Dr. Jeanette, it must be frustrating because I know that a lot of us came to New York City at a time when it was deemed the safest big city on planet Earth. And I remember that phrase being, you know, marketed and used a lot by past mayoral administrations. But it hasn't been that in a while. And you got a really up close view of that with your patient while politicians are busy slapping each other on the back and telling them what a great job they're all doing.
Yeah, it's definitely changed, Kevin, unfortunately. I mean, it can be dangerous depending on where you are. Just walking down the sidewalk in the middle of the day, we're seeing crime happen at all hours, not just 3 o'clock in the morning. And, you know, a lot of it, I think, has to do with mental illness and criminals not being held accountable for their actions and so therefore become repeat offenders. And then those who are mental ill not getting the help that they need. And so it's a sad, vicious circle. And I'm seeing it firsthand with patients who come in with swollen eyes and black and blue and broken ribs.
Yeah.
It's just, when's it going to end?
Let's talk about that particular patient. What is the latest? Are they going to be okay? Were you able to...
Yes, he's going to be okay, but it's just such an unfortunate situation that, you know, one more blow to the head could have killed him, and people don't realize, you know, you're going to do that and spend the rest of your life in jail over a cell phone and $20 in the wallet. It's just heartbreaking. It's just heartbreaking. But yeah, he was approached by two people, you know, from behind, caught him off guard, and just kept kicking and punching. But we definitely were able to, you know, take good care of him, patch him up, and get him all the care and the treatment that he needed. And he is stable right now.
He's on his way to recovery. That's good to hear.
Yes.
You know, it's been interesting because we have been on the COVID train for so long, and so much emphasis has been put on that. And it's kind of like, since COVID has kind of ebbed from the main front page of the news, there are a lot of other things that seem to be occupying people's times and focus. And I don't understand, Dr. Jeanette Nishwat, I don't understand why the the Congress is acting the way it is right now. They think that this rehashing of all the January 6th stuff, which, by the way, was already dealt with in an impeachment trial. It's already been dealt with in Senate and House subcommittees. These things, they've not brought out anything new in terms of this, and the ratings are terrible. They have fewer people watching this than watch the evening news in the non-primetime hours earlier in the afternoon. Those air. I mean, it's been really, really bad. But it seems to me that, politically speaking, the ruling class seems to have a very different agenda than what is actually necessary for the medical well-being of the citizens. And nothing kind of speaks to that more clearly, to me at least right now, than when you look at Washington doing what Washington's doing and the frustration of mothers who can't get baby formula. I mean, there's a real distraction game going on here, and it's hurting the American people, in my estimation.
Oh, absolutely, without a doubt. I mean, there are critical issues that having life-changing impact on Americans right now as we speak, and they're not getting the attention that they need. I mean, babies went without formula. Our little infants, our kids, went without the formula that they needed. You know, we're seeing shootings in Texas. We're seeing mental health crisis, suicide, depression going higher up because of cost of inflation. How are they going to get to work? How are they going to pay for gas? How are they going to buy food for the family, for kids, if they don't have enough money because they spent it on gas? So all these issues are hurting Americans now,
yeah,
versus reliving and rehashing like beating a dead horse.
Yeah.
I just don't see the point in it at this time.
Well, and to be clear, you're not taking a side one way or the other, and you're not the politico on this show. I am, so
right.
I'm not asking you for that analysis. But it is a reminder to me, Dr. Nishwat, that public servants, particularly those elected leaders that do serve us in Congress and in the Senate, and they do serve us. We are their bosses. They are not ours. I want people to be reminded of that, that they what they do matters in terms of health for this country. And as we've, you know, kind of gone through this pandemic and we're kind of looking at it, we're starting to look at it in the rearview mirror, I hope that we learned our lessons on a lot of public health issues, Dr. Nishwat, in terms of the effectiveness of lockdowns and some of the things that we did that, looking back on it, I'm not sure that it was the right way to go. I wasn't sure of it at the time. I kind of trusted the smart people in charge to tell me that it was the right thing to do. My family was a good American family. We followed the rules and did our part, all the rest of it. But when I'm seeing the numbers now with kids and the developmental markers that were missed, and you mentioned suicides, the way that issue spiked during COVID especially, I mean, I hope that we come out the other side understanding that policies have to be about the people, and they have to be about the outcomes of what happens to the people, not just whatever parties in Washington wanting to get, you know, whatever agenda passed.
Yeah, of course. You know, the health and well-being of our children, of our teenagers, of everyone is important to take into consideration from a public health perspective. And, you know, in addition to what you mentioned, the one thing that the lockdown we're now seeing has caused is, you know, newborn babies, infants, toddlers who were in lockdown because they weren't out and about. And their parents, you know, wearing masks. So these kids, they weren't exposed to the natural germs, viruses, common colds. So they didn't have the opportunity to build up immunity for their immune systems to have defenses to fight infection as they get older. So now I'm seeing young kids and adults, but especially kids, who are coming down with infections that we never see in the spring or in the summertime. For example, we're seeing RSV and flu now in 100 degree heat, when these are normally viruses that we see in the winter, and it's because of the lockdown. So it's definitely had a negative impact, in all aspects,
yeah,
mentally, emotionally, medically.
Overall health. Yeah, that's part of the problem. Well, when we come back, the news isn't all sour this week. In fact, you might say it's a little bit bitter. We're going to talk about a beverage that you made. And I got to tell you, Dr. Nishwat, when I saw this story this week, my heart just started pounding faster and faster. I love this stuff, but we'll tell you what this valuable beverage is when we come back. It's Radio Night Live, and we're glad you're with us.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The man accused of attacking renowned author Salman Rushdie has pleaded not guilty. 24-year-old Hadi Mattar has been charged with attempted murder and assault in a New York State court. The Chautauqua County DA said that Mattar was arraigned Friday night and remanded without bail. Rushdie remains hospitalized on a ventilator. He can't speak, and he will likely lose an eye. The 75-year-old has been the subject of death threats for more than three decades. The family of a soldier who was killed at a military base near Killeen, Texas, is suing the family. Vanessa Guillen was killed by a fellow soldier in 2020 at Fort Hood. A military investigation found that she was also sexually harassed and that leaders failed to take appropriate action. The lawsuit narrative says she told family that she didn't report the incidents for fear of retaliation. Her family is seeking $35 million. This is USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering next drive.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right. So glad to have you with us. And it's an honor to have Dr. Jeanette Nishwat of the Fox News Medical All-Stars joining us. She does such a great job. And I've really been moved by her personal passions over the last year. She's been not only part of our show, but taking her talents to other places on the globe that needed them. And her two trips to the Ukraine and what she saw there, I just thought was really, really great for the American people to be exposed to and doing the great work that needed to be done as we continue to try try to hope that the innocent people are the ones that can survive that conflict and come out the other side. Speaking of which, we don't often talk a lot about the good news on this broadcast, and we should do more of that. But this last week, there was a finding, a statistical finding, a study of sorts, that said some good things about a little drink that I love to drink every morning. Dr. Jeanette Nishwa, what did we discover about the black gold that is coffee?
Yes, it's actually good for you. Even though about 40 years ago, coffee was listed as a carcinogen by the World Health Organization because of some of the trace chemicals that were in it. But this most recent study found that if you drink coffee daily, it can increase your lifespan by anywhere from 16% to 21% and reduce your risk of things like cancers and heart disease and reduce the risk of depression, suicide, Parkinson's, and some other forms of cancer like prostate cancer and melanoma.
Wow. Well, so
very, very exciting.
Is there any kind of limitations as to what they classified as coffee? Is it drinking it black? Is it okay if you add the cream and sugar? Was there any discussion of how it is processed? For instance, instant coffee versus ground, you know, beans, etc.
That's a good question. So believe it or not, you can get the same benefits whether it's decaf coffee or regular coffee. And what does that tell us? That it's not all just about
the caffeine.
The caffeine. You know, coffee has the highest source of antioxidants in the American diet, believe it or not.
More so than red wine or...
Yes. Coffee
wow.
is the winner. So it's high in antioxidants and then other vitamins and minerals like potassium and phosphorus and chromium. Those are things that can help reduce your blood sugar and you know, help with your mood and that sort of thing. But as far as the type of coffee, you have to be careful. If you're adding, you know, half a tub of sugar in your coffee, of course, that's going to negate the benefit. But a little bit of, you know, milk or cream, a little small amount is okay. It's not going to negate the benefits of coffee. But of course, you know, if you have any underlying medical issues like gastritis or ulcers, or, you know, if you have allergies or any other medical conditions, you always want to speak to your doctor first before you start drinking, especially if you've never done it before.
Sure.
Moderation is always the key.
No, I know that that's true. And, I, you know, it was fun for me to see this because I haven't always been a big coffee drinker, but I would say probably over the last 5 years, I've gone to a cup or two in the morning, and that's about all I need. But it is, and I've gotten to the point where, you know, when I was younger, I needed all that cream and sugar and stuff in it to make it taste good. I just drink it black now. And I'm curious if espresso versus, like Americano, if it's stronger and more potent, does that make any difference? Was there any indication in the study as to what type of brew it is?
Yeah, so it does make a difference. Of course, espresso has a higher content of caffeine, and it's recommended to not to exceed more than 400 milligrams of caffeine daily. If you do so, you could potentially, you know, have interference with your sleeping patterns. It can cause heart palpitations. So you do want to be careful as far as the amount of caffeine that you're consuming.
Right.
Again, it's important to note that decaf offers same benefits. But yeah, the type, whether it's regular coffee, you know, or an espresso, it does make a difference. There is a different amount of caffeine.
Do you know what the average amount of those milligrams is in, say, a regular Americano versus an espresso?
Oh, yeah. So a regular cup of coffee contains anywhere from about 90 to 100 milligrams of caffeine. And it contains about... probably about 150 milligrams of antioxidants, 150 to 200. So you will probably get an extra 50 to 60 milligrams if you're doing the espresso versus the regular. But still, all good for you. But again, the key is moderation. Don't overdo it.
No, that's really important. I had a cousin that was older than me by about 10 or 12 years when I was growing up, and he actually had a medical condition that his doctor... And this was back in the 70s, but his doctor had to tell him to, you know, reduce his coffee consumption. And when he would tell this story, everybody was like, well, you know, we just drink a cup or so in the morning. What is he asking you to cut back? And, well, he needs me to cut it back to, you know, 3/4 less than what I'm drinking. And we were all like, Charles, how much coffee are you drinking? He goes, I don't know, 15 to 20 cups a day. I'm like, yeah,
holy
that's
cow.
Probably yeah. not good for wow. you. That's probably not
yeah.
good for you.
That's a lot.
Dr. Nishua, we always appreciate you being with us. Thanks for being here tonight.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me, Kevin.
You got it. Kevin McCullough, coming right back.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Everybody loves my baby, but my baby loves me. No one but me.
And now back to Radio.
Radio Night Live. Once again, Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. You know, we've had so much to talk about over the last few days. We're still waiting for a whole bevy of Supreme Court decisions to start coming down, and we will get deep into issues on that in the days to come. But in the meantime, between the debates about gas prices, inflation, school shootings, gun control laws, the attempts by Congress, etc., there have been a plethora of stories that continue to bubble up and kind of effuse around the chief executive himself, not the least of which are some new revelations about some roles that his son may have played in some of the president's doings. And here to discuss is best-selling author Miranda Devine. She's also a columnist for the New York Post, the most important paper that you can read in New York City. That's my fair estimation. Miranda, it's good to have you back. Thanks for being here.
Hi, great to be with you, Kevin.
So let's talk a little bit about, I never expected the mainstream press to pick up on a lot of these quasi-scandals, major scandals that Hunter Biden is involved with anyway. But there does seem to be kind of a growing litany of things that he seems to have had access to, been allowed to do, that other first sons just haven't been. How do you explain that, and what are the most egregious ones from where you sit?
Look, I mean, I think it's really just the nature of the Biden family. They're very clannish.
It's in their DNA. They can't get away from it, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, look, if, you know, on the positive side, I guess you can say they're a close family. But on the negative side, that has meant that Joe Biden's influence peddling scheme that he's been running since the very beginning of his senatorship down in Delaware when he was won his first election at age 29, has just been become a family business. You know, he's got two brothers who are involved. Every member of the family benefits, extended family, nieces, nephews, everybody is in on the grift. And it's not just money. You know, his power and influence over the years in that small state of Delaware, which is where so many corporates are headquartered,
right,
gave him entree to pretty much anything. I mean, whether it be cheap housing for him and his family, whether it be, you know, grace and favor jobs at inflated salaries at his various donors, or just entree to Ivy League colleges, to the sort of sinecures that young people, you know, makes their career, makes their lives. So everybody's been living on that family grift. And Hunter, most prominently so, but the special burden that Hunter had was that he had to be the bag man. He had to be the guy who brought in the cash so that Joe and his late son, Beau, who he had destined for greater things to be president, you know, part of the sort of Biden dynasty, so that they could sort of live cleanly and that Joe can continue boasting that he's the poorest man in Congress while living in a DuPont mansion, while you know, wearing very expensive clothes and just living a caviar lifestyle.
Well, and in reference to the most recent news from this week, it appears as though Hunter is now proclaiming in conversations, and I guess quasi-publicly, that he can basically get his dad to say anything that he wants him to say. Now, I don't know to what degree that that's a valid statement, but it certainly looks bad for a sitting president to have his son running around saying such things.
Yes, well, this is just another revelation from Hunter Biden's abandoned laptop, and it's a conversation, an hour-long conversation with a friend, and he does, in fact, say that. He says that his father will talk about anything that Hunter wants him to. If he says it's important to him, then Joe Biden will work a way to make it part of his platform. Now, you know, I mean, there's no evidence really that that's the case. It could be just Hunter big noting himself. On the other hand, we do know that Joe has called Hunter the smartest man he knows. That also we know from the laptop and things that Joe Biden himself has said, that he really does rely on his inner sanctum of family. Biden blood, Kathleen Buell, Hunter's ex-wife of 24 years, has just put out a book in which she talks about this sort of bizarre emphasis that the Bidens put on Biden blood. You can only be trusted if you have Biden blood. And so I...
That sounds creepy.
It's sort of, I don't know, it's just a sort of an ancient Irish tribal thing, I think. Yeah. I mean, I can say that being from Irish stock myself. But it's certainly strange. And we know that Joe always consulted the whole family. I mean, he would consult his son Hunter, his nieces and nephews about the next stage of his career. Would he run for president or whatever? And he loved the idea. He had this big compound in Delaware, still does, and sort of he treated it like the Kennedy compound because he aspired to have a sort of a dynasty like the Kennedys. And he would bring together family and staffers, and they would all workshop together about the next stage. And look, I'm told also that Hunter, on his frequent visits to see his father and Jill Biden, either in the White House or in Delaware, they sit around the dinner table and they talk about, you know, matters of state like Ukraine. I mean, things that obviously the president, Joe Biden, you know, is on his mind. And we know Hunter has a very high opinion of his own intellect and his own worldliness. And he has a lot of strong opinions about world affairs. And, of course, he's also got the business dealings with Ukraine and with Russia and sure. with China. So I guess he knows a lot.
Miranda, what's your hunch as to how the compromisability, if that's a word, that Joe Biden has before Mr. Xi and the Chinese Communist Party, to what degree do you think they have the ability to compromise him? And are we seeing some evidence that he's compromised in even some of his policy positions to date thus far, from your perspective?
Look, I don't think anyone can say conclusively that he is compromised or how much he is compromised. But we do know that there is a huge potential for compromise because of his the amount of money, the millions of dollars that have come into the Biden family.
Well, it would be a refreshing thing to see someone that would come in and break all that up on both sides of the aisle. Miranda Devine, always appreciate your insights and your work in the Post and your best-selling books. Thank you for being with us today.
Oh, it's a great pleasure. Thanks so much for having me.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Once again, from the Music Spotlight stage, Stephen Curtis Chapman.
I know you've heard the stories, but they all sound too good to be true. You've heard about a place called home, but there doesn't seem to be one for you. So one more night, you cry yourself to sleep, drift off to a distant dream, where love takes you in. And everything changes, a miracle starts with the beat of a heart. Loneliness ends and a new life begins when love takes you in. And somewhere while you're sleeping, someone else is dreaming too. They're counting down the days until they hold you close and say, I love you. Like the rain that falls into the sea, in a moment what has been is lost in what will be. When love takes you in, everything changes. A miracle starts with a beat of a heart, and this love will never let you go. There is nothing that will ever cause this love to lose its hold. Takes you in, everything changes, a miracle starts with a beat of a heart. When love takes you
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92. $5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.